Rabban Ran and I now of a bays. Four lines on the top. So let's just review what we have in the Gemara and what the Ran's going to address. So Shmuel said this halacha that in a case where the Oris heard about the Neder, and then the Oris died the day that he heard. She remarries on that day to somebody else, so the father and the Oris Achron are made for the Neder together. Okay. The Mora brought a brisa which supports Shmuel, and the way the Ran has the girsa in the flow of the brisa, which is not exactly the words that we have in the brisa, it comes out this is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, since it's a din of nisaroikno, that which means that the Oris dies, the Rishus goes back to the father.
The
scenario of the Bryce, the Oris was Mefer. The scenario of Shmuel, the Oris was not Mefer. But the guards, this halacha, it wouldn't make a difference. According to Beis Shammai, the Rishus goes back to the father. He's saying he's right to back to the Av. And the later Oris does not get Rishus over this net as the first Oris heard about. And the father is made for both Chalakim himself. According to Beis Hillel, we say that the latter Oris joins the father and they're made for the net together. The Gemara ties us in to the Chalakim to Beis Hillel, whether Baal is Megas Gaius or Baal is Miklash Kolish. So the Ran is going to try and understand how that din we just said ties into Megas Gaius and Miklash Kolish. Right. Now, the Gemara applies Megas Gaius, Miklash Kolish. Again, in the Shmuel's case, that the Oris had not been made for. The case that where the Mechotim Mechas Gaius Mechas Kolish is a case where the Oris was made for. But we say when he dies, right? The case over there was the father was made for. The case where we had the Mechotim Misham Beis Hillel was the case where the father was made for and then the Baal died without being made for. That was the case the tree had before. So, can the father get back the rest of the Neder to be made for the Neder? So, when the Baal dies, even according to Beis Hillel, the father gets the Koyach, because even though Beis Hillel holds Miklash Kolish, when the husband dies, his Ephorah dies with him. But in the case where the father was Mefer, then the husband dies, the father's still alive. His Ephorah is still effective. So Beis Shammai says each Ephorah does half, quantitatively is made for half of the Neder. So the fact that the father was Mefer doesn't affect the Baal's half, and now the father takes the Baal's half and is made for it. Beis Hillel says no, qualitatively it affects the Neder and it weakens the Neder. The Hafora of the Av weakens the Baal's part to the point that the father can't take the Baal's part back when the Baal dies. That was Miklash Kolish. Right. But the case where the Baal was made for and then the Baal dies, even Beis Hillel agrees that the father gets it back because Miklash Kolish doesn't apply in that scenario, because the when the Baal dies, his Ephorah dies with it.
There isn't a need for a transfer.
No? Or the diminishment's not there. It doesn't exist.
Well, he has to get the Baal's part back. There's a nisroik. The case where the Baal is made for, then the Baal dies. Basil agrees that the father can be mefer now. He has to get back the Baal's. He has to get back the Baal's portion, right? So we said because Ron said before, because when the Baal dies, his hafora dies with him. Shemela, you know, it's not Miklash Kolish. Shemela, the father can get back the Baal's part, and they'll be made for his part and the Baal's part. The scenario over here, we're talking about cases where the Baal died, not where the father died. So Mechonis Misham Beisilo was in a case where the father was made for, and then the father stays alive and the husband dies, who had not been made for. Or had been mefer. I mean, if both had been mefer, we wouldn't discuss the whole issue. But the case was the father had been mefer, and then the Baal dies without hafor. We're discussing a case over here where the Baal was mefer, and then the Baal dies. Right? And we're discussing the father is mefer, does he need the second oris to help him or not? So what is that argument of Mikdash Kolish over there have to do with this case over here? There's two questions really. One is it's a different scenario. One is a case where the hafora over there the hafora did not become batal. In our case over here the hafora became batal. And B, the addition of the Oris Achron does not seem to be so relevant. Whether you hold Mikdash Kolish or Megas Gaius.
If I'm going
to
use that
phrase, you're saying that the father takes back the rishus according to both of them, and then you add a new oris. You say, "Oh, well, Kermit Shami holds Megas Gaius. We ignore the new oris. Kermit Mesilo, but Megas Kolish, you need the new oris. What is one with the other?" So that's what the Ron is going to try and address. Barichus. Okay. Let's run. Well, Hivanti Dibre Rishonim Bezep. Am I must make for Avlach Uday, the Beisha, my Dharmi Megas guy? Is Tvei Mevisil Dharmi Mikdash Kolish? I don't understand the connection over here between this thought. They're saying, according to Beisha, we do not need the second Oris, because Beisha holds Megas guy. But according to Beisha, who holds Mikdash Kolish, you do need the second Oris. I don't see the connection. Void, Zafilo Marta Megas Gaius, even according to Bishamai, which you're saying there's some accounts of the Megas Gaius, which, as it were, takes the Baal out of the picture. So that's why the thought process that Ron said before was okay, according to Bishamai, Megas Gaius. So it's not a qualitative issue, it's a quantitative issue. So the Baal does his half, it's done. The father now just needs to do his half, and therefore he doesn't need any help. Right? That was the thought process. Because since the Megas guy is, it's not that the whole matter is still here in a watered down form. Part of the physical matter has been removed. So it's done. The problem is, but over here the husband died. He broke. That's it. It's a play on words. Gzize is a container. Breaking his container, but the word Megas guy is this cutting down. He broke his cutting down. He's using the type of thing is a phrase in where? Okay, I'll remember at some point in my life, Middle Shornetz or something like that. So he broke his ability to whatever made this guy was there is done when the husband dies. The Tanya Bryce of Eliel Shama Viya Vehefer Lo Vehizvig Abal Lishmaya Chemesa Av Zui Shashino Mesa Av when he's directing Meshus the Baal. According to Beis Shammai, he said, listen, whatever that partner had to do is done. So the father did his half, and now let the Baal do his half. The Baal doesn't have to get the father's half, which Baal can't get. Let the Baal now go and Gaius the day. So, according to Beis Shammai, in the case where the father was Mefer and the father dies, the way we seem to be saying over here that each partner does their half, and that's now removed from the picture. So, and that's why over here, when the Baal dies, the father can be mefer. So flip it around: when the father dies, the Baal be mefer. It's not nisroikta. Who needs nisroikta? The father did his part, and it's done. So what are we forced to say? Then he, the Megas guy, is even though Beis Shammai holds Megas guy is. According to Beis Hillel, I get it. The whole netter is here is in a weakened form. So the father says, the Baal says, I need to address the whole netter. I don't have power over the whole netter because the father had power over it. I can't get his power. But according to Beis Shammai, it's physically one kazayas is mutter. That's the father's part. The second kazayas is my half. Let me deal with it. No. We don't say that. I feel like kimayis laish takol gaziza diday. But we say when the one who's mefer dies, his gaziza ends. So getting back to over here. So according to the case where the Baal was mefer and then the Baal dies. So according to Beis Shammai also. So that his gaziza is done. Now the whole matter needs to be addressed. And now there's a new oris. So Beis Shammai is the Beis Hillel. You need to address the new oris is necessary to address the matter. So that's the problems here in the Gemara, which is why you remember when I read the Gemara, I just basically didn't explain anything. I said, let's see the Ram. Because that's the problem. The thought process of the Gemara seems to be very difficult. Venerally, Zatran, the Hanu time. This is the Pshat. Mishum the Beis Shammai, the Svir Lahu, Megas Gaius. Kiman the Ki Hefer Bow, Iftale Halga the Nidre the Gamri. According to Beis Shammai, that Megas Gaius. So the netter, that half of the netter is not here anymore. Very Meiser Shloy Nigmar. Okay, so it's not the netter is gone. That part of the netter is gone. So now the oris dies. So what happens over there is we reinstate the netter. Like a person owes money, and so the shibut. The malva is moichel the shibut. So he removes the chayv. Comes back 3 days. I say, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't need moichel. That's very nice, but there's no chayv anymore. You can't reinstate a chayv. You want your moichel, you remove it. It's done. It's not retroactive. It wasn't like he removed the meikara. You don't need to make the meikara. But whatever is there is removed. So over here, the afora is not meikara. Good. But from this point on, where there's no netter. Well, now the Baal dies. Oh, the netter comes back. What do the words mean? We start by Oris the Gamri. You told me that that's not true. You told me that you're forced to say that there's a din of that the hafor becomes bottle at the moment of death. When he that he makes oris bottle they have for a delay. So we're saying his hafor is bottle. So now he's got to answer this question. He doesn't answer it yet. He goes off to a different point because so his kasha to this pshat, the way we're saying where we're reading right now, seems to be we need to explain. So why in a case where the father was mefer according to Beis Shammai and the father dies, why can't the Baal be mefer? You say, well, the Baal does not take over the reshus of the father. He doesn't need to. The father was made for his half of the netter. And that's done. It's gone. Now the father dies. Who cares? That part is gone. Now the Baal says, listen, my half I need to address. I'm addressing my half. End the conversation. No good. Because you need to take over the father's half. No, you don't. It's done. Terah says, it's not done. So you just told me this beautiful word, why is it in another case? So the Ron really needs to explain, what do you mean when he dies, it's bottle. You just made this argument that's not true. Now, The oris has no relevance to the netter. Therefore, the father is in the scenario over here. The baal is made for, the baal dies. So according to Mishnah, the baal is made for, his half is done. Now the baal dies. So the father says, I don't need the oris anymore. I don't need this right now. In the case of the oris died without hafara, I need to destroy them. It was his half, I need to get it back from him. The case that he was a maid friend that he dies, I don't need to destroy them for that. I don't need his half, I just have to do with my half. Well, Pashtin Eliel, the Kolhecha, the Lech Oris, Ab Mefer, the Makash Kameh Vaya Shnia, the Kameh Vaya Rishona. When there's no Oris, the father now becomes the full owner of the Dorim. Aye. Avahid Eliel, the Shoma Via Vehefrava. And then the father dies, so why can't the Baal be Mefer? I feel that Amar to the man that Omega's guys is Salak Le'av. So let the Baal say, listen, we don't need the Av anymore. It's just me. Let me do my half. What's the difference? For Hachik Yimeis, but I have for a delay. Come like Oris to Chudei, but Le'av, but I'm not Yimeifer. Tatamah, the Mishamay, the Amri, the Av, Motsi Mefer, Hachik Yimeis, but I'm not. Okay, so now the Ran says we have an interesting. He does. He leaves out a thought process. So I remember my Rashi Reb Chaim said a share on this. I would love to tell you, I remember what he said, which I don't, but I'm going to tell you what I think he said, which, I mean, maybe I remember a little bit. This is from the summer of 1989. So the Ran seems to be saying the following. He said that I need to. We're going to argue that one half is done, Legamri, and he's out of the picture, and now the other partner has to do his half. So that's the wrong way of saying it. The Ran says. The right way to say it is now the other half of the partnership is able to stand alone. So the father in general has that power to stand alone, because we see the father has the power to stand alone in other scenarios before the marriage, even after marriage, and then the husband dies and now she makes a matter. Father stands alone. The Baal never has the power to stand alone. So this, it's not enough to say that when partner A took care of his half, now partner B can do his half. Because once that partner A dies, there's going to be some element we say, well, the power of Afora to the netter of that person is ended. So you're asking the other person to stand alone to address the netter. The other person, can he stand alone? The father answers, yes, I could. The Baal answers, no, I can't. So now, what is this combination of what you're saying, that you're saying Megas guy is, which means it's done, but when he dies, the for his bottle, now you're asking the other partner to stand alone. So this is why I don't remember exactly how he said it. That's why I would love to be able to say I remember how he said it. It seems to be what we're saying is that Megas Gaius means that each person addresses quantitatively part of the netter, but the full effect of that act that they're taking doesn't take effect until the second partner also is made for. Now, we're all Mishamim right now. We're all Mishamim. So even though we said before, in a case where, let's say the Baal was made for the netter, and the father hasn't addressed the netter yet, and the woman eats the net, eats, right? So we gave the scenario before where there was two kazais, right? So now she eats one kazais, so she's not going to be chai, because maybe she ate the kazais, which is mutter, right? If we're saying that the four is not effective until the other partner is mafer, so that wouldn't be true. She would get malchus. So we're definitely saying that the fora takes effect as soon as the person says it, according to Meshama. That's the point of Meshama, is it's not, well, he's affected the netter somewhat. Megas guys, physically, quantitatively, half of the netter is gone. So half of the netter is now mutter. So she's eating something, eating a kazayas, she might be eating the one of heter. Now we're saying that no. We need the other part, person's hafora, to take effect for the whole thing to be valid. And therefore, when he dies, before that happens, his hafora is bottled, because it's not here to combine with other hafora. What do you mean it has to combine with other hafora? It's done. So that's the language that you need to come up with, and how do you say that combination? You're saying it's done. She's not Kai Malkus because half of that is totally gone. And each one, and the point of Bishamay is each one does his own thing and goodbye. That's what we've been saying until now. And I was saying no, but it's only in conjunction with the fact that the other partner is made for. And the riot to that posture is, according to Bishamay, let's say the father is making. The Baal was made for. Nobody dies. The Baal is made for, and now the father is making. What's the law? Is she allowed to eat one kazayas? And she says no. Why? Baal was making his guys. Because the come of the father overrides the afar of the Baal. And what do you mean? You told me the afar is done. It's completed. It's gone. That part of the letter is holding mutter. We're just waiting for the father to dress his head. Pasha's Beishamah does not argue on the law. If the second partner is making, that the hafor is bottle and there's no heter. So we know the mechanics. What's happening? The question is, the mechanics explain how it's happening is what is difficult. The Ron does not address that. So we're saying there's some reality of it's done. So it's not when the father addresses the netter after the husband dies that he's addressing the Oris's part. Even though you're saying that the Oris died and the Oris really needed the father still before it, so the Oris is before his bought. So those are the words. No, the case I just gave, I gave a case where the Oris died. Sir Shach is famously quoted to say that this is if we're standing from young. I understand this is what we're talking about.
What?
I feel good.
What?
I feel good.
Yeah, right. He's validated. Right. He said about a few rounds in Naramarosa. Okay. And I said this point of the run.
No.
What?
No.
No what?
Run.
I'm just saying that the Ron is trying to. So if you're not telling me what you want me to explain, I can't explain it. I've been discussing the woman, the father, and the husband for the last 15 minutes. See, at which point do you want me to address?
The last thing
I said was in a case where the Baal was made for, and then the Baal dies, and then the father's the Ron is saying the father's hafora does not need the Baal. Therefore, when the
new Oris comes along, the father says goodbye, I don't need you. But any husband that was supposed to address this thing has already been done by the first husband, so you're irrelevant. But the Baal Tafar is buckled when the Baal dies, so theoretically you should need another Baal to join him. We don't say that. We do not say the second Baal joins. Is that what you were asking about? Okay. Now, that's Bishama. Since as much as an Oris played a role, the first Oris did that, and that's his mice is Nigmar, so the role of the Oris is Nistalit. His Hafor doesn't remain, but the role of the Oris is Nistalit. So the father now does it all by himself. That's Beis Shammai's point. The point is, each person's role is done with their haforo, but the total netter needs the second person's action. So we create this ability to look at it in two ways. That's Beis Shammai. We need the second Baal. The father can't do it himself. It's not that the Baal, when he was made for, dealt with half of the netter physically, quantitatively. None of the netter was removed yet. But rather, the Kulei Nidra, who the English, we say qualitatively, the netter was weakened. The Kishusa Lav Maisa Gomerhu, that's not a complete act, that's just the beginning of a process. Mishumacha Lechayo Klal, therefore, the netter, therefore, the Hafora is not effect, does not take effect at all. Adam Isarv Le Klishus the Idoch, until the second person's weakening joins it. The combination of the weakening of the father and of the Baal removes the netter. Helka Kozman Shalei Hefer Av Leisag Leoris Mehai Nidra. So the Oris has not ended his interface with the netter, because what he's done has not affected anything, has not effected anything yet. So the Oris is still contributing to the process even after the Hafora. He's, as it were, the state of Hafora is waiting to be, of his Hafora is waiting to take effect when it's joined by the other one. So now when he dies, so we say the father says, I need the Oris to address his part of the netter. Shemach Yizachi Be Oris Achr. That's how I understand what's going on over here. El Shaddai and Koshli, I have some questions that still need to be addressed. And once he addresses that, what he's saying before will be a little bit clearer, but still not 100%. But let's hold it. Let's hold it over here. But
and then he said,